Picking back up where we left off on the portrait of Jesus, do you know who he is?
Oh,
nobody
yes.
knows him.
Amen.
I don't just know him by the knowledge of knowing him, but I've got an experience that I know him in my heart.
Oh, yes.
Praise God forever. A picture of him, the pre-incarnate Christ, who's found throughout the entire Old Testament. He's in every book. You don't have to search far to find him, Brother Ron.
Yes.
He's everywhere. Thank you, Lord. How many can say he's everything to me?
Amen.
He is my all in all.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. He has the preeminence, and I'm glad that he does. Micah prophesied of him 700 years before he came to earth to become the Son of Man, saying, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he, Jesus, come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Hallelujah. He's always been. Glory to God. John said of him, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, by the Word, by Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was made." Paul said in Ephesians 3:9, "God created all things by Jesus Christ."
Amen.
Colossians says, "By him all things consist." In other words, everything in creation is held together and is sustained by him. You know why we have out of control weather? Do you know why we have all of these plagues and all of the disasters across the globe? It's because people have shoved Jesus out.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when you push him out, by him all things are held together. You bring the hedge down when you don't want Jesus. I'm telling you, we're living in a critical, crucial time. I tell you, this land needs a healing. We need God to come down. I've been asking God, would you stir the hearts again and send a great awakening, Lord? Send another reviving, God, I pray, in the age that we're living in. We need Jesus. Hallelujah, kid.
Amen.
Woo! Yes, we do.
Hebrews 1 says, "He is appointed heir of all things, by whom God made the worlds, who being the brightness of God's glory, he is the express image of God's person." Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how I did this, but all of that I did on the first time I preached, I left out Joshua. I got home, I said to Mary, I said, "Did I leave out Joshua? I don't remember if I did or not." And somehow I went from Joshua to Judges and left poor Joshua out. Praise God. So can we see Jesus? Can we see the pre-incarnate Christ in Joshua?
Oh,
yes, we can. Jesus is in Joshua. He is our great commander and the conquering leader. He's the scarlet thread of redemption in Rahab's window that saved a harlot and her whole family from death and destruction. He is still that scarlet thread of blood running from Genesis through Revelation. He's the one that holds back Jordan's deep muddy waters to bring his chosen people across to Canaan. He's the one that brings down the walls that the devil has built up in our life and brings us into the promise. There's not a wall too high. There's not a wall too thick that God cannot tear down and bring us to the blessings of the Lord. How many can say he's a great commander? He still knows how to roll the water back. Hey, Lord, and bring his people across. I'm glad that we've got somebody fighting for us. Ain't you? Thank you, Lord. Jesus. And I'm sure, Brother Ron, you read your Bible and you know it better than I do. But I'll tell you, there is more in here that I have not discovered. But every time I read through there, I see another glimpse of God. I see His handiwork and hand moving. Oh, Jesus. So picking back up, we got Joshua in Kings and in Chronicles. He's the reigning king that is greater than Solomon. He's the true temple, not made with hands. He's the glory that fills the house of the Lord. He's the one greater than Elijah that sends down the fire from heaven. He's our double portion of the Spirit in these dark days. He is the poor widow woman's oil and meal that never ran out in the time of drought and famine. He is the picture of the rapture in the translation of Elijah, calling us up out of this world and into heaven. And I tell us tonight, He's the sound of the abundance of rain poured out in these last days. Of those who are thirsty. Hey, Lord, can you raise your hand in the house and say, Lord, there ain't nothing like a good cold drink of water when we are thirsty. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm glad tonight that He can feel the longing soul and fill it with His goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory, glory, glory. In Ezra, He's the faithful scribe proclaiming the word of God. He is the word of the Lord that is written and preached. Hallelujah. In Nehemiah, Jesus is the great wall builder.
Yeah.
He's the restorer of the walls in people's lives that the enemy has broken down. How many knows He is?
Yes.
He gathers the dislodged stones and puts them back in the wall where they all belong.
Yes.
He's the great gatekeeper, hallelujah, and the watcher over the city. He is Nehemiah's vision. He's Nehemiah's encourager that says, come on and let us build and let us restore the worship of God in the house. He's the voice crying out, saying, let's unite together, children, and let's renew the work of God. I'm telling you, it ain't no time to get tired of working now. The devil will make every one of us tired and weary, and we can look all around us and see things that'll discourage us when we look at the emptiness. But they ain't no time to come down from the wall. Oh, Sanballat and Tobiah, it made them angry. It makes the devil mad when you come to the house of the Lord and want to dance, hallelujah, and want to lift your hand and praise the Lord. When you got a vision and a burden, hallelujah, the devil's not going to put it out. I tell you, the devil will say, come on down from the wall. And oh, hallelujah, Nehemiah said, we're doing a good work. And we ain't coming down to you. Why should the work of God cease? And we come down to you. I'm not a coming down. Raise your hand in the house. I'm going to keep right on the working. Maria, I'm going to keep right on the praying. Hallelujah to the Lord and worship of the Lord. I'm going to keep right on coming up to the house of God. It ain't the end, children. It ain't over, children. Wave your hand to the Lord. Hey, it looks bleak. Hallelujah, it looks dark sometimes. But they ain't no time to get discouraged. I tell you, the people in Nehemiah's time, they were weary and they were worn out. And they had to stand for one another. Hallelujah, when somebody was on the top of that wall, when the enemy come to them, those that were on the side of him would run with a
tool in one hand and with a weapon in the other and saying, come on, brother, we're going to work. The devil cannot stop us. We're doing a good work. Hey, God, I tell you, God's real. All that we need is to be refired. Come on, children.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Build that back.
Yes.
Have we got anything in our life that needs to be built back?
Come on.
Come on. Is the enemy told you what's the use?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Is the enemy fighting anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to discourage you.
Yeah.
Holy, holy, holy. I'm telling you, children, I'd like to have 150 people right here tonight to preach to. And I tell you, if it was only three or four of us, Jesus said, if you gather in my name, I will be right there in the midst of you. I tell you, it ain't in the number anyway. It's in the presence of God. Ron felt it here tonight. Come on, how many felt the presence of the Lord in the singing and in the music? Hallelujah. God ain't left us. I said, the Holy Ghost is still here. God's got a purpose. Hallelujah. He's in the midst. Hallelujah to God. He's greater than Solomon. I believe, Brother Ronnie, we can still work. Get out of here, devil, in the name of Jesus. I'm doing a good work. And I'm not coming down. Hey, Lord, I'm going to praise Him and I'm going to worship Him. I'm still going to tell that sweet old story. I'm going to testify. I'm coming to the house of the Lord. I'm going to get in and get my blessing. I feel God in the house. Hallelujah. My Lord, it's worth it. I said it's worth it to march out and to keep right on the pressing.
Yes.
Jesus. In Esther, he's the great caring Mordecai, sitting faithful at the gate, interceding for his people.
Yes.
So the enemy won't destroy him. Woo! He was God's eye sitting right there at the gate. Oh, Mordecai, let Esther know everything that's going on. Said, Esther, you have found favor in the king's eyes. And if you hold your peace, we'll all be destroyed. Salvation will arise in another place, Esther. Yeah. You think you'll escape? You'll die with God's people too. Yeah. Come on, it's time to move. It's time to pray. Esther said, if I die, I die. If he don't reach that holy scepter and point it to me, oh Lord, we're all in trouble. But she stepped out by faith. Hallelujah. Mordecai had eyes that God showed him. The enemy coming and his plot and his plan to destroy the work of God. And old Esther went before the king. Hallelujah. It all come out. Ain't you glad of that? The king saw and he was able to spare God's people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. In Job, we see the Spirit of Christ there. He's the compassionate and merciful Redeemer that turns our trial into a blessing and restores us in the end.
Yep. Yes.
How many knows He will?
Yes.
He can and He will.
Yes.
He'll do it.
Every time.
I promise you both, He'll do it. You put Him first. You love Him and serve Him. And keep right on a praising and dancing. Keep right on a singing. And lifting your little voice in the hands to the Lord. I promise you He will bless right in the end of your trial. You'll be the blessing of God to come home.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Yes.
He brings you through the fires of suffering. He causes you to come forth like gold.
Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. Are you ready for this one in Psalms?
Oh my.
He is my shepherd.
Yeah.
I shall not want. Thank you, Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. He's my rock and my high tower.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, he's the horn of my salvation. He's my cup that runneth over. He's my green pastures and the still waters. He's the restorer of my soul. He's my rod and my staff that comforts me in life's valley. He's the fresh oil. He's my song of praise. He is my anointing. He's my joy and saving strength. He's my present help in the time of trouble. He's my saving strength. He is the goodness and mercy that'll follow me all the days of my life. Old David said, he's always in my right hand, and the Lord goeth before me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me. How many's glad for that fresh oil? He anointeth me, hallelujah, with a fresh oil.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. How many knows what Proverbs is? Solomon wrote the Proverbs. He's the great teacher of divine wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
That leads us and guides us, that keeps our souls in the right way.
Yes.
He directs us into the right path.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. He is my knowledge.
Amen.
He's my discretion. He's my prudence. He's my wisdom. Thank you, Lord, to make the right decisions in life, to go in the right direction and do the right thing. Woo, he's the great teacher. I felt the Lord right there. Raise your little hand to him. Jesus, you're the one, Lord. Oh, in him is wisdom, righteousness, redemption,
and
sanctification. He's the one that'll teach you. He'll speak to you through the word of God. My Lord, that word is old. It's old. It goes back thousands of years, hundreds of years. But it's just as real right now as it's ever been. Every word of God is pure. It's inspired by God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. In Ecclesiastes, he's the wise teacher that warns us, now notice, not to spend our time and our money on vain things in life that does not profit. But we must remember this and serve the Lord in the days of our youth. He's the great preacher warning of the dangers of carnal pleasures that'll cause you to be spiritually bankrupt when you come to the end of life and end up losing your soul. Oh God. In the Song of Solomon, it's a hard book to read for a lot of people to read, but if you'll read it with a spiritual eye, a spiritual discernment, it's a love relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, Christ the bridegroom and the bride, Jesus and the church. It portrays that. In the Song of Solomon, he's the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. He's the beloved bridegroom that loves his bride, the church. He's the fairest of 10,000s, who is most sweet to the soul, and he's altogether lovely.
Yes.
My, my, my. Oh, Brother Charles, to be in the presence of the Lord would be the sweetest experience, I believe. Nothing any sweeter than to be near him.
Right.
A love that would flow so deep. Oh, God, a love for others. He's altogether lovely.
Altogether.
Brother Ronnie, he is the garden of spices.
He's the one that passes by your door and lays his hand on the knob and leaves his fragrance behind. He's calling his church, his bride, to rise up and come away. How many's looking for that? I am longing, Sister Bessie, for the Lord to come and call us home. I'm not at home here anymore. I'll be honest with you. I don't feel at home here anymore. I told Mary coming to church, I said, we stick out like a sore thumb to everybody. We're not really wanted. This whole world don't want us. Oh, God. But thank God I ain't a sore thumb.
Let me take that back. Come on.
Hallelujah. These hands are holy, and I'm going to lift him and praise God.
Woo!
Hallelujah to the Lord. About to lose my shoe here. I'll tell you, we can have a good time.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, he's the wonderful, the counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He's the root out of a dry ground. He's a tender plant. He's the Emmanuel to be born. He's the coming predicted Messiah. He's the suffering Savior that was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities and was chastised for our peace. How many can say, I thank him for the blood, hallelujah, that he shed. Oh, yes, Lord, he was wounded. How he bled for us, glory to God. In Jeremiah and Lamentations, I read this before I come, I broke and cried. He's the weeping prophet warning his people and calling them to return. Return. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Return unto me, and I will heal your backslidings. Don't let the enemy come and take you away captive, Jeremiah prophesied. Return, God speaks to him, return, and I'll restore you. He said, I am your fountain of the living waters. I am the old path for you to walk in, that you can find rest for your souls. He's the one with eyes running down with tears, calling for people to repent. Jesus is that divine potter, Brother Ron, standing over the wheel, taking the marred, blemished vessel, and with compassion, he makes it over again and makes it brand new. I know you all got several people watching Marco Polo, but there's people outside of the church. They backed up on God, and they're discouraged. And can I cry tonight like Jeremiah? He said, oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slaying of the daughter of my people. Come to me, and I will restore you. I'll restore. I'll heal your backslidings. Raise your hand in my house. How many knows the Lord wants to heal the backslider in the heart? He wants to heal you. Run to him and return unto him.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Oh, no. Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yes.
Is he the same right now?
Yes.
Has he ever changed?
No.
Woo! Has he ever lost his power?
No.
Has his mercy run out?
No.
Is his grace been spent and it's all gone? No.
No.
Hallelujah. In Ezekiel,
He's the restorer of Israel. He is the breath of life into the valley of the dead, dry bones, reviving his people and bringing them together again. He is rivers of water to swim in, flowing from the threshold of God. He is the one promising, saying, I will take away your stony heart, and I will put my spirit within you, and I'll give you a new heart and cause you to walk in my ways. Ain't you glad of that? I'm glad he took that old rough heart out of me a long time ago and put a heart of flesh on the inside. He put his own heart down in mine. Ain't you glad tonight that the love of Jesus can do that?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
And you say, breathe on me, Lord. Breathe on us, God. Breathe on the church world, Lord. Breathe on us, God. Hallelujah. Bring us together. Join us together. Breathe new life. Breathe new life into us, God. Oh,
yes,
Lord. In Daniel. Can anybody tell me where I'm going here? In Daniel.
Come on. Amen.
Can you see an image of the Son of God in Daniel?
Oh, yes.
Woo-hoo.
Come on.
Jesus is that fourth man.
Yes.
In the furnace of fire with the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that the king saw and said, did not we put three men in there in the midst of the fire and cast them in? Hey, Lord. And he looked inside of the fire. He said, lo, he said, I see four in the midst of the fire. I walk it around, and there was no hurt to them. Who was it? It was that pre-incarnate of Christ. Hallelujah. It was the angel of the covenant. It was Jesus. Glory, glory. They're loose, and they're walking around in the midst of the fire, and there's no hurt. He was the angel of the covenant that was with Daniel in the lion's den, and the lions could not hurt him. He's the stone cut out of the mountain, without hands, that came a rolling down, smiting all the kingdoms of the world and filling the whole earth with his glory. I long for that day.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh,
Lord, how many's got a desire in the house? Jesus, I got a desire for you, Lord.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I got a desire to know more and see more. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. In Hosea,
oh,
he's hope to those who have fallen.
Oh,
I felt the Lord. I felt him in Jeremiah crying, come. Return to me. Come to me. I felt him in Hosea. He's hope to those who have fallen back into sin.
Yes.
And become so stained within. He's a backslider's love that does not give up, but remains faithful and true. He's the God of a second chance. For those who have left their first love, saying, I want you back. I'll take you back.
Yes.
No matter how far you've fallen, no matter how far away you've drifted, my love for you is the same.
Yes.
I'll forgive you. I'll restore you. I want you back. He's a backslider's hope. Raise your hand in the house.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Lord, oh God of heaven. Oh, Jesus. In Joel, he's the reviver.
I believe we need a reviving. I don't know about you guys.
Amen.
I believe we all in this church need a reviving.
Right.
Come on.
We need a restoring, Lord. We need a refreshing, Lord, a renewing, a renewing. Come on, Jesus, come
Amen.
On. Come on. Oh, I feel him right here.
Come on. Amen.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, God. Put that back in me, Jesus.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Put that thing that's missing, that thing that's weak, make it strong again, God.
Come on.
Make it strong again, God.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, Lord. I feel they're just walking right here. Don't lose your vision, your desire, your burden. Don't you lose it. I feel like discouragement just settled in. Tiredness. Weariness. You know the enemy, he'll wear out the saints of the Most High. He'll seek to wear you down and wear you out. How many could say, Lord Jesus, would you renew that thing in me?
Yes.
Stir up the gift of God in me, Lord.
Yes.
Everybody in the house right now, raise your hand. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every heart right here, every soul. God, touch and encourage. Jesus, stir that up in us, God, again. Oh, God, that we'll come to your house, Lord, to worship you. Revive me, God. Revive me. Revive the work in me. Revive the praise. Restore the praise in me. Holy Lord, restore, oh God, the fight. Put the fight back in me. The desire, Jesus. Lord, the desire.
Yes.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Joel. All of those, I didn't write it here, but the years that the locust had eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, the things that have eaten on us, the things that have taken away the life of God. Restore to us the years, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Let the vats be full of oil again, God.
Oh, God.
Let the oil run again, God.
Yes.
Replenish the fruit trees. Put fruit back on the limbs again, God.
Yes.
Restore the vineyard, God, and we can get the oil back.
Yes.
Holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He's the restorer and the refresher that comes to us in the latter rain. He's the outpouring of the Holy Ghost and power bringing in the harvest.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's the replenisher of the new wine. And the oil. He is the spirit of revival in these last days. Saying, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
I'll tell you this tonight. I had a blast on this. I wore my wife out but on all the miles we drove, but I had a blast passing tracks out and witnessing.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, my gracious, yeah. That last motel, what was it we stayed in? I forgot the name of it already.
Holiday Inn Express.
So when we come in there, and already had the reservations and everything, and the guy was real nice there at the desk. He said, now in the morning, he said, we have a real good breakfast here. He said, from 6 to 9 o'clock. I said, well, that sounds good. He said, have eggs, biscuits, gravy, bacon. I said biscuits. What else? Sausage. All kind of cereal. Nuts. Milk was free. Water was free. Coffee was free. I said, man, that sounds good to me.
Oatmeal.
Goodness sakes. We got up the next morning, And there was a black lady. She was blacker than coal. And so,
she was doing
Mary
cooking.
And I, we took her plate over there, filled her plate up, and I had all kinds of food. I had bacon. I just rolled my plate over. Two big biscuits and everything.
There you go.
But there was something about that black woman. I don't know what it was. My heart was pulled to her, pulled to her. She was so precise in everything that she did. She was just real neat with everything. But there was something that just pulled me to her. I said, Mary, I said, I got to go to the car to get some tracks. And I went out there and got some tracks. I want to come back in the kitchen. There at the table. We'd finished eating and everything. I kept waiting on her, and she was back in the kitchen, back there where they cook the food and everything. I kept waiting for her to come out there and to do some restocking so I could give her the tracks. And so I couldn't stand it. I was full. So I was over here like this right here. And you go in that door right here, you know, to get to the kitchen. And I went in there, and I had them tracks in my hand like that, and I eased in there and poked my head around, and she was back in the corner all by herself and had her Bible wide open on her lap.
Lord, 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 Lord
have mercy, yeah. Saints.
Come on.
I hit the jackpot and knew it. I was ready to preach right then. Yeah. Oh, man.
Lord.
I come in and I held them tracks up. I said, Sissy, I said, I write these tracks. I said, will you take them and will you read them if I give them to you? Lord, yes. She said, I sure will. I got over there and started giving her my testimony. Man, I felt the Lord. I felt the Lord. And she said, looked up at me, and she said, I want to tell you something about me. She said, I was facing a 25-year prison sentence. She said, I was in prison. And she said, and she didn't tell me, and I didn't ask her what it was. It probably drugs or something. And she said, I was facing a 25-year sentence. And she said, I prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, said, if you get me out of here, she said, I promise you that I will serve you and I'll give you my life. And she said, I was born with a, what do you call that in your mouth?
Cleft
palate. She said, I was born with that and said, the Lord has helped me to talk. Oh, Lord. And I tell you, I started feeling the Lord. And before I knew it, I reached right over there and got a hold of her hand. I said, let's pray. And I began to pray for that black lady. And she said, yay, Lord. Hey, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, I went out of there, come back to that table. I felt like I was 10 foot tall. Hey, pray. Raise your hand in the house and praise him. I tell you, God will send you to people, will he not? He'll send you. You know what she told me as I turned around and got ready to go back out of the kitchen? I went like this, and she said, sir, I appreciate what you did. She said, I needed encouragement. And I started to go out, and she said, may the Lord bless your ministry. I said, you encourage me, sir. Raise your hand and love God.
Lord have mercy.
I tell you, this thing is real. I give him a wave offering. He's found in every book of our Bible. And more than that, he's found down in my heart. Ain't you glad he's in the church? He's in you tonight.
Praise you, Lord. Lord.
What was that other restaurant we was in? I live out here and witnessed that guy.
Come on.
He was a truck driver. And I noticed him when we ordered her food and went back to set it to table. He was back behind me, I don't know, a little bit farther than that wall right there. Mary said, look at him. His head keeps falling over. He's a truck driver. His head falling over. It's the whole time we ate.
McDonald's.
And so I saw him back. I went out there and got me some tracks. But what come to me, Sissy, what come to me was, man, Lord, give us, stir us, God, about souls, would you? Would you, Lord? I thought to myself before I did it, I thought, Lord, if he climbs behind the wheel of that truck and if he would die, he would wreck that semi or that truck, whatever he's driving, if he would wreck it, what if I could have been his last chance to hear about Jesus? Brother Ronnie, he tore my heart out. I went out there and got in that glove box, and I got the three tracks out. I was going to make sure. I come in there. That time he woke up. He just staring at his plate. And I went over there and I walked right up in the front of him. I said, buddy, I said, I want to give you something. I said, I write these. I said, look at this. I said, it says, don't give up. There's hope. And I stood right there and I gave him my testimony. He rolled that head back like this. He was black too. There's a whole lot of black people down there. I mean, they're everywhere. And I've never been prejudiced in my whole life. The same color blood that flows through my veins, it flows through their veins. Yes, it does. And I began to give him my testimony. He rolled down my eyes. I'm telling you, his eyes are better. He said, yeah, yeah. And I said, God loves you. I said, there's hope beyond this world. I said, there's a better place to go to. I said, Jesus loves you. I said, will you take these tracks and read them? He looked at him and he said, I sure will. Hey, hallelujah. Come on, it's time to work, Brother Long. It's time to not get discouraged, but to keep right on a preaching. I keep right on a telling the story. I keep right on a testifying. I feel the Lord in the house. I feel a reviving. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, be thou weary in well doing. For in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. We packed our duds and bags and everything, carried them out to the car, and I said, Mary, I'll be back. It was our last night. We was leaving that morning, and there's a beautiful young girl there. I don't know. She might have been in her 30s. Real pleasant. I come in her, and I said, Sissy, I said, will you read these? I said, I write them all the time. I gave it to her, and I stood there and gave my testimony to her, and the tears started welling in her eyes. Oh, God. Brother Charles, ain't you glad? That you got something that you can give to people? Come on, God has given to us. He's given us something. He's given us a treasure. Hallelujah to the Lord. How many wants to share it? Make it real in my life again, God. Make it alive in my life. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, if you want to come to the band, I have to make a heart threes. It's all right, you guys.
We ain't even in the New Testament yet. Oh.
He's the restorer. Would you stand? Everybody that is able in the house, if you're able to stand. Thank you, Lord. In Amos, he's our great burden bearer. And Sister Sherry, he still knows how to lift the heavy loads and help you bear the burdens. He's the burden bearer in Amos. In Obadiah, he is Savior and Protector. In Jonah, he's the spirit of the great missionary to tell the good news, sent to preach and warn the world to turn to God. Turn to God and repent. Turn unto the Lord. Call on him now, lest you be lost and destroyed. In Micah, he's the predicted Savior to come, who pardons iniquity and delights in mercy. In Nahum, he's the great avenger, pronouncing woe upon the wicked. He comes in the whirlwind. Come on, yes, he does. The clouds are the dust of his feet. He comes to remove the yoke of the enemy in Nahum. Let's find a place right now and call on the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Come on, Jesus. Come on, do a work, God. Do a work among us. Do a work in us, Jesus. Do a work on us, God, and through us. Hallelujah. Glory.
Others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer, and it's the love.
Jesus. Reaching higher far.
Reaching higher far.
Than the thunder call.
Than the brightest storm. Oh, it's sweeter
than the song I sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim. What a lovely name.
What a lovely name. Oh, what a
lovely name.
The name of Jesus.
Reaching higher far.
Reaching higher far.
Than the brightest star.
Than the brightest star.
Oh, it is sweeter than the song that sings in heaven. Let the world proclaim.
Let the world proclaim.
What a lovely name.
What a lovely name. Oh, what a lovely name. In the name of Jesus.
Reaching higher far.
Reaching higher far.
Than the brightest star.
Sweeter
than the song they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim.
Praise
God. What a lovely
name. What a lovely name. And He'll reach all His miles of glory. Oh, saints of everywhere. Shall behold His face.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, and when they'll meet your heaven
soon. Yes, Lord.
Ever to proclaim. Oh, what a lovely name. Oh, and what a lovely name.
The name of Jesus.